You are listening to Jesse Morgan Devotions for the Christian Heart Podcast, Episode 2. This week's devotion is called Praising God When It's Hard. Let's go. Hey there, my name is Jesse Morgan, and I am a home decor blogger who wanted to share more of my personal life nowadays, starting with my love for the Lord. The Jesse Morgan Devotions for the Christian Heart Podcast is a weekly Christian devotional that was laid on my heart to do back in 2023 after my daughter was born 4 months early. Yes, 4 months early. This podcast is here to inspire, support, and cherish how amazing God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit can be for any believer out there by sharing experiences from my personal life and intertwining it with Scripture. Hope you have 5 to 7 minutes out of your week to enjoy this. Let's do this. Singing praises when it's hard. Verse of the day, Psalms 34, 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Do you sing praises when it's hard? When things take a turn, do you find yourself finding comfort in song? It may seem odd to ask, but do you sing? Do you scream? Do you yell? Do you cry when life throws a curveball your way? That's really hard. After a breakup, do you find yourself turning to a sad love song to ease the pain? I have. This week's devotion has stirred something deep within me, prompting me to ponder these questions. Today's scripture passage is from Acts 16, 22 through 25. A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them to be stripped and beaten with wooden rods. They were severely beaten, and then they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape. So the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. As you can see, this scripture passage recounts the horrible ordeal of the Apostle Paul and his companion Silas as they faced persecution while spreading the gospel. If you don't know about the life of the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, this man wrote nearly 50% of it. Paul was a staple in spreading the good news of Jesus Christ being the Savior, and at times it was not the best experience for him. As you can see, he and his right-hand man Silas were beaten and thrown into jail. And they sat there after all that, and they praised God by singing hymns. The resilience displayed by Paul and Silas recalls such a special and near and dear story of mine that was from my grandparents' experience during a horrible storm in 1992. For the ones that live in Miami, Florida, you know about the famous Hurricane Andrew in 1992. This hurricane destroyed the Florida Keys, Homestead, and a lot of the areas of South Florida. My grandparents lived near Homestead, and for the hurricane, they decided to stay in the area with their close friend from church and her new townhouse. Her name was Sue. As the hurricane was coming towards the home, my grandfather noticed the front door hinges were starting to lift due to the winds. There was a tornado in the area. He ran to the door and grabbed onto the handles for dear life. My grandmother and their friend ran over, and each took over holding on to a handle as my grandfather decided to stick his foot under the door to hold it in. The three of them stood there in fear and pain for hours as they prayed that those doors wouldn't blow away. If the doors were blown open, we would have lost my grandparents and Sue immediately. My grandfather's foot was starting to bleed as he held in that door. And suddenly the roof came off as they stood there now soaked in their clothes. My grandmother started to cry at first, and then she started singing a church hymn. Yes, singing. She sang, "How Great Thou Art." She then stopped, and my grandfather looked at her and said, "No, don't stop. Keep singing." So she continued, and my grandfather and their friend joined in. They sang together for about 20 minutes, and suddenly the doors stopped shaking. My grandfather finally could remove his foot, which was extremely bruised at this point. He turned around And in the corner of the living room was a yellow rope. My grandfather was able to tie the rope around the front doorknobs to make sure those doors stayed secure till the storm ended. What a miracle for that rope to just appear. No one had noticed that rope, and Sue had never had a yellow rope in her house. What a miracle. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God protected and blessed my grandparents that day because they called on the Lord and praised him in their darkest moment in their life through song. I can't even imagine singing at a time like that, but they did. Praising God at a challenging moment like that is hard, but God will hear you. He will comfort you. He will deliver when the time is right. Reflecting on this story, I'm reminded of the power of praise and song in the midst of adversity. While I might have succumbed to tears in that experience, my grandparents chose to lift their voices in song, finding strength in their faith. So let's reread the verse of the day, Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This basically means, you know, continue to praise God, continue to glorify God in the midst of adversity, in the midst of hard times. We praise God all the time when things are going well, but do we do that when things aren't going well? I want you guys to try something for the week. I have been doing this since the end of last year, and it has just changed how I view everything, how I handle things, bring things to the Lord, versus just praying for the situation to get better. Praise God for how he's going to handle it and take care of it in advance. Manifest the future. Manifest the blessing before it even comes. Thank God in advance, because that shows your faith. That shows that you love and praise the Lord. That shows that you believe that he's going to take care of it. So versus saying, Lord, I pray that the situation gets better, this and this, say, Lord, I praise you for already handling this situation. It's going to get better because you are at the center. And Lord, I thank you so much for that. Lord, I praise you for this trip that's coming up. It's going to go great because you're taking care of everything, Lord. Those are the type of things that I'm talking about when you are manifesting, praising God in advance before it even happens. So during those tough times, praise God, praise him. And that comfort, that, you know, that relationship with the Lord is going to flourish. It did for me. So continue to praise him through your mouth all the time. So let's pray. Or let's praise. Let's start. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this podcast for the week and, you know, praising you when it's hard. Lord, I pray that, and I praise you for everything you've already done for me and my family and for this podcast and for everybody who's listening. Lord, I thank you so much for the love and compassion you have given me for this podcast, everyone listening, and I hope that everybody is who's listening is inspired and, you know, just wants to continue their relationship with you, grow their relationship with you. And Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for that in advance. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So that concludes this podcast for the week. I pray that these devotions really help you have a focus and help you lean into God even more each and every day. If you found value in this episode, share it with a friend, leave a comment, or review on the app you're using right now to do so. For more information or to get in contact with me, check out the show notes or jessiemorganhome.com. Till next time, Jessie Morgan, praying off.